This is the only problem. And there are several other advantages. But I suggest that Jaya Tirtha be responsible as he is today.
You are responsible.
But I agree, I can come.
I've never been to DBC for Hawaii.
No?
I've never been to DBC. All I went down was DBC, and then after that time, it was never resolved.
It
would be GBC, but Tadano was here, and he told him to work directly with you. So I never suggested I become GBC because it would come to me.
Taking care of Hawaii also.
A little distant, huh?
A little distant is the only problem.
Hmm.
And there are several other advantages. But I suggest that Jaya Tirtha be responsible as he is saying.
You are responsible.
But I agree, I can come.
I've never been to GBC for Hawaii.
No?
I've never been to GBC. All I went down was GBC, and then after that time, it was never resolved.
It
would be GBC, but Tadano was here, and he told him to work directly with you. So I never suggested I become GBC because it would have been a critical thing that I didn't have more territory. Otherwise, I would have been more concerned.
Anyway, I do something. Such thing happening is not very good.
Now they have a responsible president.
Huh?
There's a responsible president here. Who will not be so whimsical.
Sinhala was responsible once upon a time.
Yeah, he's always had it.
Hawaii was never part of the Western zone. It was always separate. Lord Sundar was here. It was separated in the Balmoral. No, it was...
No, Lord
Sundar
was a GBC secretary.
No, before he was appointed GBC.
Don't sell the bigger one.
The question is, if it is to be distributed in India, should we insert the Sanskrit? Because in India, if it does not have Sanskrit, it may not be taken as authoritative.
No. No, maybe not.
It's not necessary.
No. Sanskrit is meant for the scholarly one, not for general purpose. And especially in Western countries, if they see Sanskrit as the transliteration, they take it very seriously.
Just as it was, without any Sanskrit or any transliteration, just the verse and the purport.
Yes.
And some pictures.
And we will include pictures in color.
I think there is no verse. You have no copy of the original?
Copy of the original?
Original.
Abridged edition?
Yes.
Yes, we have copy.
So there is no verse.
Yeah, there's verse in English.
In English?
In English.
There's translation and then some purport.
Yeah, but no verse. No, there's no verse in there.
No what?
The verses are not there.
Yeah.
It's a straight translation and purport.
That's yes. Oh, I see. Yeah. Straight translation and purport.
Srila Prabhupada, you want to have traveling Sankirtan party in India now?
Yes. Welcome. The family members are compared with the foxes and jackals.
They are always a liability.
Huh? Now, in the forest, when you are attacked by foxes and jackals, they take out your flesh and bone. The white children are like that. And the senses are compared with the dacoits, plunderers. Actually, that is the plan. The senses, suppose a man is born in a rich family, to take birth in this family is due to past pious activity. Now, pious activities means performing sacrifices, rituals, these are pious activities. So, as a result of pious activities, it's sounding too much. Why? Normally it does not sound. Please, man.
No. That's in the German bank. 700,000. Yeah.
Marks.
Right. We got $280,000. Approximately.
So, but we cannot withdraw that.
No, it's in a fixed deposit in a bank account. But we can't withdraw it, but these things to show that we'll be able to get it.
We cannot spend it.
Not yet. But at least the police are not holding it anymore.
Back in our name, in our Iskcon's name, we have everything in prison. That's good.
So at least the money is safe now.
Well, sounds that way. Sounds that way. But if it's in a fixed deposit, then you can also use it, actually.
Well, fixed deposit for month on month.
Yeah. Anyway, it sounds...
So that you are not losing the interest.
Yeah.
Fixed deposit means there is interest.
Right.
And also credit from the printer. He'll see that we have the money in the bank.
Yeah.
He will give us credit again so we can print books in Germany.
Also, he said that
if he surrenders, then there is no question about it.
Mm. Yeah, that's what they arranged.
Mm.
He said there won't be any problems, they can arrange it. So we can get in, talk to the prosecuting attorney, set up a trial date, and then leave the country. As long as he agrees to be back for the trial date. Mm. The one question that he had was, he wanted to know exactly what he and Brahmananda should do. Should they, he knows that you want joint management in Europe, and he wants to know whether he's going to call back on Monday. He wants to know, he's going to call back on Monday, and he wants to find out by that time whether he and Brahmananda should take full charge of London, Paris, and Germany, or what should be done?
What is Hansubhuta's desire?
Well, I thought I would go back and go to Germany and see the situation in Brahmananda.
Yes.
And
he has to go.
And I have to understand.
Oh, many years ago.
He said it wasn't fixed yet, but he was going to let Hungary know as soon as it was fixed.
No, I didn't think of the proper situation. This is remember. Then let Hungary go and see the situation in Germany. Then he decided.
He said that Brahmananda is willing to stay there at Manning if you want him to. He said in that report that he was ready to come to Los Angeles to meet you, but if you wanted to stay there.
That I know what I am saying. But the first of all, let Hungary go there.
And then they can discuss. Prabhupada, did you want me to, I got the impression from Paramahansa that you wanted me to travel with you for some time.
Yes. That I want for everyone. The tendency of becoming guru is there, but after all, everyone of you should become guru. But why immature attempt? That is my question. Everyone will become guru when he is expert disciple. But why this immature attempt? Guru is not a thing, imitation. When one is mature, he becomes guru automatically. What is the answer to this? There have been some attempts to become guru. I am training you all to become guru in the future. Now this Krishna consciousness movement, the properties and everything, I will not take with me. They will remain where they are. It requires a very mature treatment, but there has been some attempt to become guru immediately. Am I correct or not? We are also acting as guru by other godbrothers. They are also doing that. But we never attempted during the lifetime of our guru Maharaj. That is not the etiquette. There is immature attempt. And it is not the thing that by artificial attempt one becomes guru. Guru is accepted by his qualification. Not by artificial attempt. আমার আজ্ঞায় গুরু হইয়া ফলো মাই অর্ডার অ্যান্ড বিকাম গুরু, নট দ্যাট ইউ বিকাম গুরু। আমার আজ্ঞায় গুরু হইয়া তার এই দেশ, যারে দেখো তারে কহ কৃষ্ণ বলে। এই পরম্পরা সিস্টেম অর্ডার দ্যাট ইজ গুরু, নট দ্যাট আই ডিক্লেয়ার মাই সেলফ অ্যাজ গুরু। No, that's not good. Guru is he who has strictly followed the order of the spiritual one. He can become guru, otherwise he disqualified. Artificial attempt is not good. যশ প্রসাদ আনো ভগবৎ প্রসাদ, ইউ আর সিঙ্গিং ডেলি 100 টাইমস। গুরু মিন কিন্তু প্রভুর যা প্রিয় এব তস, ডু ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড অল দিস লাইন্স, ইউ সিং ডেলি থ্রাইস, ডু ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দি মিনিং অফ দিস ওয়ার্ড, ক্যান এনি ওয়ান এক্সপ্লেন?
কিন্তু প্রভু spiritual master is very dear to Krishna.
Yes. First of all, one has to become very dear to Krishna. Then, automatically, he becomes guru. And when one becomes very dear to Krishna, then he becomes guru, and by the mercy of such guru, Krishna becomes mercy. These are the statements of the Shastra. Arna Korya asks, what is that Guru Mukha Padma Vakta? What is that?
Sri Guru, Guru Mukha Padma Vakta Kariya Tantra. Arna Kariya Mane.
Arna Kariya Mane. Simply, whatever you hear from the Guru, try to execute it. Arna Kariya Mane. Do not expect anything more. Whatever we are chanting, we are reading, we must realize that the Gauriya Math institution became a failure on account of disobedience. and are not following the orders, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's statement about the verse, Bhagavatika Buddhi, the final big verse from the Bhagavad Gita. The Chaitanya Chaitamita statement one can become guru by the superior order.
Vyayasaya mikabhudya eka kuru nandana ekaha kuru nandana bahu sakahi anantascha buddhayo vyasaya yani buddhayo vyasaya yainam. Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose and their aim is one. A beloved child of the Kurus, the intelligence of those who are irresolved is many-branched.
And the what part?
A strong faith in Krishna consciousness that one should be elevated to the highest perfection of life is called Vyayasayatmika, intelligence. The Chaitanya Charitamrita states, Shraddha Sabdi Vishvashaya Kahi Shudri Vanishaya Krishna Bhakti Kela Sarva Karma Krita Hoya. Faith means unflinching trust in something sublime. When one is engaged in the duties of Krishna consciousness, he need not act in relationship to the material world with obligation to family traditions, humanity, or nationality. Fruitive activities are the engagements of one's reaction from past good or bad deeds. When one is awake in Krishna consciousness, he need no longer endeavor for good results in his activities. When one is situated in Krishna consciousness, all activities are on the absolute plane, for they are no longer subject to dualities like good and bad. The highest perfection of Krishna consciousness is renunciation of the material conception of life. This state is automatically achieved by progressive Krishna consciousness. The resolute purpose of a person in Krishna consciousness is based on the knowledge Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha, by which one comes to know perfectly that Vasudeva or Krishna is the root of all manifested causes. As water on the root of a tree is automatically distributed to the leaves and branches, in Krishna consciousness one can render the highest service to everyone, namely self, family, society, country, humanity, etc. If Krishna is satisfied by one's actions, then everyone will be satisfied. Service in Krishna consciousness is, however, best practiced under the able guidance of a spiritual master who is a bona fide representative of Krishna, who knows the nature of the student and who can guide him to act in Krishna consciousness. As such, to be well versed in Krishna consciousness, one has to act firmly and obey the representative of Krishna. And one should accept the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master as one's mission in life. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur instructs us in his famous prayer for the spiritual master as follows. Yasha prasadhad bhagavat prasado, yasha prasadha nakati kutopi, dhyam shtuvam shtasaya shastri sandhyam, bhande guru shri charanaravindam. By satisfaction of the spiritual master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes satisfied. And by not satisfying the spiritual master, there is no chance of being promoted to the plane of Krishna consciousness. I should, therefore, meditate and pray for his mercy three times a day and offer my respectful obeisances unto him, my spiritual master. The whole process, however, depends on perfect knowledge of the soul beyond the conception of the body, not theoretically, but practically. When there is no longer chance for sense gratification manifested in fruitive activities. When one is not firmly fixed in mind, One who is not firmly fixed in mind is diverted by various types of fruits and activities.
Thing is that to reach that attempt to become guru is not the platform of guru. Do you all realize this or not? Yes. Just like this, Bala Yogi, Guru Maharaj. And that kind of Guru Maharaj thing. Anyone can become, it is not very difficult. But really guru is not like that. That is evam parampara, vidu. Evam parampara.
Evam parampara chaklan.
Evam rajan sanyam. Through the parampara. Even Vivasati Yoga Prakwana. So the training period to attempt to become guru, that is not very good attempt. That is artificial. At least officially, during the lifetime of Guru, nobody should attempt like that. The disciples should always remain as perfectly subordinate and being disciplined. Discipline means one who is being disciplined. That is disciple. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is God, Krishna. Still, he said, Guru more murkha dekhi, korila sasam. My Guru, seeing me, a fool number one, he has chastised me. Now who can chastise Krishna? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But that is the way of disciplic success. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Guru Mone Murkhade. Like, who can be Guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And who is that foolish Guru who will say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a fool? But he says, then Guru Mone Murkhade ki kari na sasa. My Guru Maharaj saw me a fool number one and therefore he has chastised me. This is the position of disciple. So one who is always prepared to be chastised by Guru, he is eligible to become Guru. These attempts are being done. Just like Gaurasundar thought that, why shall I be under the subjugation of these people? Let me go away, become the guru. Similarly, the Sudama. But these attempts will not be successful, but there are some attempts like that. What can be done? Such attempts will never be successful. But there are some attempts like that. There are some attempts like that. What is your answer?
I think everybody should resolve not to do it in any form at all. I've heard this type of complaint from other places also, where some other devotees have tried to call themselves some type of a guru. Whenever I heard that, I've been very disturbed.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is desiring to be lower than the star on the street. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is desiring to be lower than the star on the street. So if one is desiring to be guru, that is not in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Srila Prabhupada is I'm just trying to clarify this, I don't want to offend anyone. Is that no disciple of yours should call himself Diksha Guru or Siksha Guru, am I right?
Well, everyone is engaged to become Siksha Guru. Better. One should become perfect. The attempt is what is called probational. When probational period is finished, and is natural, automatically one will enter. Not in the probational period. That is immature attempt. That will fail you. Amara Agraha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, by my order. So all my disciples are expected to become Sikha Guru on my order, not by his own order. So that is meaning that I am giving sannyas, I am sending you to different places. So this means that you have to carry out the order of these gurus very strictly. Then you become mature for me. Otherwise it will be artificial attempt. And that kind of guru will not help. Just like there are so many gurus and avatars and yogis are coming. More time being there is some culture. And what is the effect? Just like this. What is that?
Guru Maharaj?
No. Guru Maharaj is later than that. Before that, there was
Maharishi
Yogi.
So what is the effect?
No one talks of him now.
No, he is. He's making big business.
Huh?
He has made his guru into guru business, big business. He has his men go to the college wearing tie and suit, and they initiate the students for $100. He is making millions of dollars by cheating and making it into a big business. He gets $100 and he gives them a special mantra, which is just one line of the
that he was giving beginning by $35. Now he has made
inflation.
Inflation.
The cost of being a guru has gone up.
We have one devotee named Balaspa, and his friend is working for this guru, this Maharishi Yogi. So he just got one letter saying that this cheating yogi, he went to Europe and he has made millions of dollars by initiating students in the college.
35,000 people.
He said the letter, we do not know if it's true, but the letter reported 35,000 people paid $100 to get some, to be cheated.
So who wrote in that letter?
One friend of our devotee, Balasa. Hmm.
The word of the cheaters and the cheated.
He's very famous because he presents his method as very scientific.
He got a $1 million grant from the government. Their group got a $1 million grant from the U.S. government. So they presented research showing how transcendental meditation helps one to relax. So there's a big problem in America because everyone is very much in anxiety, and the government recognizes that. So anything that will help them relax, they think is very good. So
it helps them get off drugs, though. So that's what the research showed.
Yeah, $1 million. He's very active on the college campuses. He's making big headway there.
He's making millions of dollars just on the colleges.
Yes. Every college has got very big displays.
Posters. Posters of his transcendental meditation.
They have a center here.
Very professional.
Harvard University did some research on Maharishi Mahesh Yogi's transcendental meditation, and they found out.
What is that transcendental meditation?
We don't know.
It's just some mantra.
Huh?
It's just a mantra.
Bob Lasser's friend told him.
It helps one to.
They are giving one line of the.
Just one word.
Klim Gayatri Mantra. They teach them to chant the word Klim over and over again.
The chanting is there.
Yeah.
For $100, they give you that word.
So they chant silently?
They chant silently.
What is that?
They chant for at certain times of the day for a few minutes. They chant silently this mantra group.
The chanting is there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what is the difference between our and their?
It is not given by a bona fide guru.
They also advocate meditating on void.
Mm-hmm.
They are advocating.
The difference is he does not give them Krishna. He does not mention Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. He tells them that they are all they are all God. He has written a commentary on Bhagavad Gita.
Then I meditate.
He is in the line of Shankaracharya. He claims that he is coming from Shankaracharya, the disciplined succession.
Shankaracharya says, Bhajago.
They have a story that Shankaracharya was not healthy when he said that. That is their story.
The Lord becomes unhealthy sometimes. What kind of God is it? If he is subjected to become unhealthy, like ordinary beings, then what kind of God is it?
But the reason it is popular is because each student gets to think that he can become God.
They don't have to take it serious. They don't have to give up anything.
Huh?
There's no sacrifice involved, just a little money. So they think that it can, you know, help them develop something.
I've met several people who have left him and who have realized that he will achieve.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they make the initial commitment, but after that time, I think they all realize that he will achieve.
There are some like that.
Oh, many. Oh.
They do not consider him their spiritual master.
Mm-hmm.
They do not accept him as spiritual master, and they do not surrender their life to him.
Just a business.
It is a business where they are paying money to get a mantra. And they do not accept him completely as spiritual master. And he is happy that way.
Mm-hmm.
No responsibility, just takes their money.
Mm-hmm.
How old is he? He's old.
Can't even enjoy his money.
Hmm?
He cannot even enjoy his money.
He has his own jet plane.
Jet plane?
He has his own jet plane.
Mm-hmm. Where does he live?
Hmm.
But he tells the college students that if you take this process of transcendental meditation, then you will become more intelligent, your efficiency will increase, you will be able to get better grades, and when you go into the business world, you will be a big success. So he is holding that out in front of them, and they are all buying. That is
compatible with sense gratification.
Hmm?
It's compatible with sense gratification.
Yeah.
You use it to increase your sense gratification.
Yes. So that is very encouraging for materialistic person. If one is given assurance that he will be able to gratify your senses very nicely, then he is pleased.
It appears he has some mystic power to make everyone, make them believe in him.
Yes. That he has.
Like that Sai Baba in India.
Hmm.
I don't know, but I've met a lot of people who think he's an incarnation of God. Yeah, they claim that he has done some mistakes.
We met one fellow. He said he is Bhagavan. He says Bhagavan means all beauty. And he says, yes. I said, you call him beautiful? He doesn't look very beautiful to me.
About 4 days ago, there was one devotee, Santosh. He's a Sanskrit editor. He was distributing books at Kennedy Airport.
Mm.
And one man walked up to him and said, "Hey, Krishna is sitting in the Air India lounge."
Mm.
So he went to the Air India lounge, and there was an old Bengali sadhu. He didn't even speak one word of English or Sanskrit.
Mm.
He had big beard and some of like 10 hippie followers next to him, and one Indian businessman. And he was distributing chocolates to his followers. So Santosh went and sold him a book.
Hari Bol.
So they were calling him to be Krishna.
How many Krishna? Bal Yogi also said he is Krishna.
But now his wife is suing him in the court.
Huh?
It was on television.
Bal Yogi's wife?
Yes. Now he's being sued by his wife in the court.
Who is his wife?
And I don't know, someone told me, seeing them on television. And also, various other people had financed him earlier. Now they are filing claims against him for the money. And I read in an Indian newspaper that the city of Lucknow has filed a claim against Bal Yogi because they put up his posters all over the city and they ruined the city property.
Hmm.
So they filed 11,000 rupees claim against him, other than take him to court.
He is not considered seriously, but this other Maharishi Yogi, they take him as an important teacher. And with all the money he has made, he has purchased one university in America.
Oh, really?
What is the name?
Parsons University in Iowa.
He has purchased a whole university to teach his nonsense.
Okay. That's a big business.
But the sincere soul realizes that your movement is the only genuine movement.
They say?
The sincere person realizes that your movement...
But how many sincere persons?
All your disciples.
Namely, your sympathizers.
Now, do they speak anything about our movement? It is already known. What do they speak?
They do not understand it.
Hmm?
They do not understand.
Hare Krishna movement.
They do not understand our movement, the purpose of it.
Bal Yogeshwar made one comment about our movement.
Hmm.
He said that they are actually my best disciples.
Sure?
He said, because they love me so much and they don't even know who I am.
Yes, he said that. I remember reading in the newspaper.
Okay.
He claimed that Hare Krishna devotees are his best disciples.
They're his best devotees, but they don't know it yet.
He thinks he's Krishna.
Best disciple does not know him. And he's still his best.
But he's saying that someday we will realize that he is Krishna.
Does anyone become disciple without knowing the spiritual master? How we become best disciple without knowing him? And these things are published, you see, people are so foolish. They have no brain to understand a sentence. He says they are my best disciples, but they do not know. Is it a very good argument?
It's nonsense. But his whole movement is nonsense.
Huh?
No one takes him seriously anymore.
There was a fight. They were fighting between his mother and his brother on one side and him on the other side. His mother said that he was becoming too westernized and wanted to take him back to India. And he said, because he married that western girl.
His secretary.
And so they had a big fight. And his mother is actually the power behind him.
Okay.
She has organized everything. And the older brother. Mm. So I think they went back to India and he remained here. But there's big disagreement.
He did not go. Somebody said that he would be arrested.
Yes, I've heard he can't go back because he ran away when the car was smuggling him about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
In fact, there was an inquiry I was told as to how did he run away.
The college students are a little afraid of us because when they see us wearing the kirtan dhoti, they think we are introducing something which is so different that they cannot relate to it. But these Maharishi yogi people, they dress up in this western clothes with a suit and tie. That is why Satsarupa Swami and his party, they also dress up in western clothes to distribute books to the colleges. Otherwise they are a little fearful that this is something like a small...
And the first time I ever saw the devotee, I was shocked. I never saw such a thing. I stood there and looked for 5 minutes.
They are afraid because they think we are monks, and they do not want to be monks.
Shaving head.
They are not thinking how to become monks when they go to college. So when they see us, they are a little afraid. So we are distributing lots of literature on the campuses to give them the philosophy of the Vedas. Then they will appreciate us. But just by our appearance, they are afraid that we are a threat to their Western way of life. Sense gratification.
You're a threat. Sense gratification.
The Ramakrishna Mission, they also dress like that. They are sannyasi.
Only the sannyasi generally dresses in Indian style.
No.
In the West direction.
They came to request me in the beginning that this dress will not appeal to them.
Ah.
You dress like...
Oh, they're from Western people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was in New York, Niklananda's men came to me, one Mr. Mukherjee. So he said that this dress is not a fee. You dress like an American gentleman. So I said that I am prepared to dress, but where is the dress? I am poor man, I cannot purchase.
He wanted you to wear a suit.
Huh?
He wanted you to wear a suit.
I thought if you can give me at least 4 nice suits, I can accept. I can change one every alternate day. It must be nicely ironed. I know how to use this dress in my young business life. I used to have it. Now I have no money. But since the very beginning, I never dressed like American. Kirtananda Maharaja, the same dress as I am putting. You are not afraid of on this day?
No. But to distribute our book sometimes, in order to approach people so they will not...
That is another thing.
But devotees are now wearing suits and wigs and going to campuses and airports. They've already started doing that. So they wear suits and wigs to go to airports and places where they don't want to be recognized.
It's working
very nicely here. Yeah.
Mango? Good mangoes are coming nowadays.
That's hot. Pretty good.
Every morning there's a mango feast here.
Hansaduda is the king.
King of the mango.
Really
get a lot of mangoes.
King of mangoes means?
He eats the most.
He's controlling the mango market.
There are good people who control the market. It seems a little warm in here. Shall I open the window a bit away?
Yes.
Because we dress in the dhoti, if they do not hear of our philosophy, they think that we are renouncing the world completely and have nothing positive to offer them. That is why if we can introduce the, if our writers for Bhakti Godhead become more expert, they can...
We are not renouncing, we are actually accepting. You are renouncing.
We are accepting the real
world. No, we are accepting the Krishna's society or Krishna's association. Krishna has got his society in Vrindavan. We are going to become one of the members of that society. But you are avoiding this. So you are renouncing. Our mission is back to home, back to Godhead, to enter into the society or associates of God. But you are avoiding it. You do not want. You want this temporary so-called society, fancy one love, which will be finished within some years. That is your ignorance. This society will not stay. How long you shall remain America? It will not remain for many days. Then where is your position? You will be kicked out. However you may try to remain in this so-called society, fancy one life, you will not be allowed to stay. You will be forced to renounce. And we are trying to enter into the society of Krishna, where everything is eternal. Jagatyana nivartanti tadhyana paramamma. So which is better? Your so-called society will not stay. You cannot stay here. However, you may nicely dress with hats and coats and boots. You will be kicked out. Then where will you go? Ask this question to them. When they say something, you also say something. Why you are silent? Silent means accepting his proposal. Mahunam sammati lakkhana. If I say something, if I say you are thief, but if you do not protest, if you remain silent, that means you are thief. This is the conclusion. When they say something, you say also.
When we meet individual people, we can easily explain to them our philosophy.
That individual or collective, it doesn't matter. The argument is there. Suppose you want to stay in this dress, but you will not be allowed to stay. What is your answer? You will not be allowed to stay. You can be kicked out at any moment. In spite of a nice dress, you will be kicked out. What is your answer to that?
The medical doctors are working to extend our lifetimes longer and
in
longer.
Future. That again, this is said.
But there is nothing after death. They will say that they do not believe in an afterlife.
And after that, that's all right, but you cannot stay in this dress. That is a fact. You will be kicked out. In spite of your intention to stay, you against your will, you will be kicked out. Then, how you are so confident? Nobody wants to be kicked out, but he is kicked out. So what is that force? You may think that there is no life after death, but you want to stay in this life to the last point. Even an old man, he does not want to die. Why is he kicked out against his will? What is their answer? Nobody, in the pig in so abominable condition of life, if you go to kill him, he will protest, scream. No, 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 don't kill me, don't kill me, don't kill me. Why this protest?
It's Maya.
Krishna's Maya.
Krishna's Maya is better, but what is the answer of
this? Everybody wants to live.
Yes, that's a fact. But he's kicked out. Then why doesn't he concentrate? What is that force? That I don't want to die, but I am obliged to die. Who is he? What is that force? Everything finished. After this, they say everything will be, but this force will not be finished. The force will remain. The other living entities will remain back. They will also be forced. The force is permanent.
They say it's nature.
Material nature.
That nature we may call any by name, but the force is there.
Yes.
So above you there is a force.
Yes.
That you applied to me.
Yes. They will admit that.
Why they say that everything will be finished? The force will be there. Why do they say rascal is there? Everything will be finished.
Well, they say to themselves everything will be finished.
That is that. But others will feel the force. The force will be there. But why they say that everything will be finished? What is the value of this statement?
They are false egos.
Huh?
They have such big false ego that they are only thinking about themselves.
They think that the world revolves.
They are nothing instinctively, but the force is very great. That will limit. So why do you say everything is finished?
They don't have any experience of anything that's gone out of existence.
Huh?
Actually, in the material world, there's no experience of anything going out of existence. Matter is always transforming and changing. The energy is changing into different kinds of energy, but nothing ever goes out of existence. So their theory is that they're going to go out of existence.
Changing, that is going on in you also. You have changed so many bodies, and still, individually, you are there. Changing is going on in everywhere. That is our beginning of philosophy. The yoga samyoga. You are getting one type of body, it is changing, in the process of changing, again, you get another body, then that is also changing. But you are there, permanent. In spite of all changes, you are there. Otherwise, how you can know that so many changes have taken place? I am there. Because I am seeing the changes. Therefore, despite all changes, I am there, the Brahmaparam. This is complete. If you do not see changes, then what is the meaning of changes?